I got into someone's head so badly that they just had to write in, and I live for that.
Anybody.
Sometimes I go to the bathroom just to check my phone.
And Dawn.
Children, if you're listening, don't listen to this part. I am more willing to torture myself with something that I'm watching as than torturing myself with a book.
The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.
We got this email moments ago, RAG at radradio.com. It's from Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Obviously, a better class of Rad Radio listener watches us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com.
Was it RAG Radio? Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah. We changed the name to Rag Radio?
Did I hear that?
I'm thinking Dawn's on the rag, which she can't do literally anymore,
no,
but it's a mood thing.
God.
And I can just tell.
No.
So that's
fine.
That's where that came from. Now that you told me you hate that expression, I'm trying to work it back into our daily vernacular.
It's a terrible word.
Love it. Angela was obviously watching as we were getting ready to go live. And you can watch live and go back. Like, you can watch Dawn's reaction and me saying she's on the rag. Like, if you're listening on the radio or whatever.
Oh, my God. That takes me back to terrible places.
Angela wrote in and said, OMG, is that producer Nick I see in the prod room?
Yay,
she says. Aww. Yes, producer Nick is here. The timing is fortuitous. Long time listeners know Nick. He's sandwiched where he belongs, right between Brandon and Dawn, as longest running members of this circus I've created.
Sandwiches?
Nick, you didn't say anything to me in person, so I figured you've been holding your powder dry to do it on the air. Did you, when we saw each other, about an hour and a half ago for the first time, did you immediately go, oh my God, Rob is so fat?
Jeez.
No. I mean, look, my belly is still bigger than yours, and yours will be gone by next week, and mine will still be here.
His will. Okay.
All right. I'm just checking in. A couple reasons.
Ooh, so he did say you had a belly.
Yes, that's true. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Because today's weigh-in day. The next weigh-in is today. Same shoes that I wore. Scale with the doctors, all that.
I'm in protest that today is your weigh-in day because Fridays are your weigh-in day, and that makes a difference.
Well, I'm terribly sorry that you do have to work around my schedule and my doctor's schedule. And so, yes, the last 2 days were Fridays, and today is a Wednesday.
Dawn, does it make a difference that we are actually having a full moon today? Does that change Rob's weight?
I mean, really.
Are we taking guesses again?
I mean, sure, we can.
Lost interest because he doesn't. I don't know if I'm show busying you.
No, go ahead.
But did you again just eat like normal, Rob, yesterday?
I overall yes, because
Cebu.
I barely ate most of the day in the sense of usually I'm like snacking and picking, or snicking and packing depending on what mood I'm in. And just because of the events of the day, I didn't eat a lot, so I ate my entire quote meal for dinner, but that was it.
Now, I'm talking about, did you have fun and you ate more you licked your plate.
No.
You drank your bowl, all the remnants.
Which is why.
The stories we've gotten from your wife.
I've lost interest too.
Yeah,
because
this is boring now.
Whatever I think comes, I do think probably I'll have gone up from the whopping 176.2 pounds that I was 3 weeks ago. I don't know. It's all a blur. But I think my appetite is
that was the fun part, really,
because
you're not really fat.
We have to really pounce on this because the limited time opportunity. You know, this is how fast food places do this, right? They release the nacho fries or whatever at Taco Bell, but only for a limited time.
Mama sauce.
I know.
Touchy.
Kyle's ongoing feud with Taco Bell. I should have used a different example.
Have they ever brought back the lava sauce?
No!
Damn.
Really?
Wow.
That was my fault for using that example.
It's rude. They don't bring it back.
Sounds like Kyle's on the rag.
Well, if the lava sauce is back, it wouldn't be a goddamn problem.
So we have what is obviously a limited time offer in the stupid store.
Superstore.
Little Charlie.
It's not little.
He did. See, unlike Nick, who took the high road there. He barely even, like you said, okay.
It was a backhanded comment.
I gotta tell you, but he could have gone hard in. I mean, I've been calling him Fat Nick for years.
But he's not even fat!
That's why it's funny.
Right, exactly. And according to Nick, a former fatty.
That is
years
true.
Gone
no,
by.
Before we met him.
Right? Oh yeah, I've had times in my life when I've had trouble saying no to myself.
You were like by your accounts, because I've never seen you fat, but you by your accounts were fat.
I was. By today's standards, maybe not, but by standards of late 90s, I was fat.
Sure. Okay, that's fair.
We have Little Charlie.
Not little!
He decided, oh yeah, okay, you're going to keep calling me little? Because he's small, he's short, he's not little. I mean, he's built, but he's a wee little man.
Gosh.
And look, as a guy who barely hits or comes close to 5'11", me, it's fun to make fun of people right. shorter than me.
And you don't have muscles right? like him.
No, not at all. Yeah. I have no muscles. So that's why I pick on his height. No. And so he went out on his own. Nobody authorized nor requested this. He just created and put up in the stupid store.
Superstore!
The Fat Rob line.
Yeah, so it's fantastic.
It's going to be limited because I don't know how long it'll be funny, but yeah. he created images of me as he sees me if my appetite were to come back or continue. Mugs, hoodies, sweatshirts, etc. Oh, all posted at radradio.com in the stupid store.
Superstore.
Now, I believe that that dastardly devil from Tech to You, Ian, had a hand in this as well.
Yeah, I'm taking things right. up with Ian off the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't mean to touch
it's, it's more personal.
The mug is really Ian. Cute, though, as well. I mean, so is the graphic. Looks great on
yes.
the mug.
Yeah, no, it's a very funny, very Ooh. Good-looking line.
And when you lose the weight, he could put them half off.
Get it?
Oh,
smart. Oh, okay. I tell you what. First of all, I do expect to weigh more today. So, but then, again, if things continue, have been going, I will start to lose mm-hmm. weight. Every time I lose weight, we will reduce the, maybe, I'm not making a promise, but maybe we reduce the price of the fat line by that percentage.
Oh.
So I lose 12% of my weight. We discount it by 12%, something like that. We'll have little Charlie work out the math.
That'll be
little.
Fun for him.
Yes. Right? I'm sure. Really? 12.8%? How am I going to do it? So that's at radradio.com. Now, if you were here late in the show yesterday, out of nowhere, we got blindsided with the news that Steve Mickelson, who I do the daily Mix Pick Sports Show with at 10 a.m. on Rad TV, the membership site, the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM, 890 AM, would not be able to do today's show. Technical reasons, life issues, last-minute scheduling thing, he just can't do it. And it was like in the 9 a.m. hour where Brandon and I got the note, like, what do we do? So we have actually we were thinking, look, I can't carry a whole hour, not after doing this show, and then, you know, there's a reason it's called the Mixed Pick Sports Show. Steve's the star,
and you're already carrying so much weight.
Exactly.
Around.
Yes.
One more hour.
Your Oof. Knees, man, because you stand. Your poor feet.
Yeah. So, yeah. Get them in while you can, kids.
Has plantar fasciitis kicked in yet?
Well, A, that's fake. Don't get me started.
Oh, you can buy it at Home Depot. Yeah.
That and carpal tunnel. That's a whole other rant.
Special shoes. Yeah.
So we have thrown together what could be a very interesting Mixed Pick Sports Show today. Dawn's husband, Gary, is going to join us in studio. And producer Nick, who does have some sports chops on him.
Okay, because I was like, I thought he didn't like sports.
I'm so looking forward to this mistake.
Well, Nick, you and I were texting yesterday, and you and I share the same proclivity in that we really don't know much about, and I think you don't even care much about hockey. But other than that.
No, other than it's an amazing thing to see live.
Right.
To me, you really have to go see hockey live.
So fun. Throw down those gloves, whatever the hell they're called. Fight, fight, fight.
Right, which they're getting rid of. So you keep rooting for violence. That's cool.
hockey, it's fine.
But other than that, right, just like the streets of Chicago, it's fine. There's a place for it. Or, you know, drunken women in Michigan running down children. That's
Jesus.
Cool, too.
No, it needs to be in a hockey arena.
It was Michigan, right? So Nick, other than that, you have comments, you have opinions on all things sports.
I do. I follow sports avidly, and I follow as much the stories of the people involved in them as I do the actual sports.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So we're gonna do that. We're gonna combine that with we're gonna do like the anti-Steve show, since it's his fault.
Yeah.
That we had to throw together.
Anti-Steve? Has anyone ever said such a thing?
Dawn's husband and Nick. Yes, I have.
He's such a sweet guy.
Yeah, he is, and sometimes that's the problem. With him. So we're going to talk about a couple things that would be no fun on the Mixed Pick Sports Show.
Okay.
For example, why women in sports don't matter.
Oh, boy.
See, Steve he won't break that rail. He'll find a way. He doesn't mean it. This is what I don't like about Steve. He lies. He doesn't mean it, but he knows it's probably not good business or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Plus being the father of a daughter, and I think he's got a granddaughter or whatever. And I think it's great, you know. No, you don't.
Wait, hold the phone. You mean in men's sports, not in sports, period.
What?
Females don't belong in sports, that's what you said.
Right.
You just mean in male sports.
Oh, no, no. I mean, no one cares about women's sports, and they don't belong in men's sports, too. I mean, there are two things there.
Because
we're having women shoved down our throat again, like Caitlin Clark and, you know, from basketball.
Isn't she good, though?
Wow. Yes, she is. Yay for a woman. That's the problem.
Why is that a problem?
Well, because no one cares. This is what we're going to discuss. Stop telling me it's a news story. You've got the number. No one gives a crap.
This is not your personal opinion. You said you have the numbers.
Yes.
But people don't care about her.
About the game in general. It's going to go away. That's my opinion. It's just like the World Cup every 2 years, 4 years with soccer, where we're told, oh, here it is. America loves soccer. We're around 4 decades of this. And then nobody gives a crap after the World Cup is over. So, see, Steve won't engage. He's no fun. At least I know Gary and Nick will engage. Whether they agree with me or not, doesn't matter. That's why it's going to be. So we have that. But then we also have, because Steve, this is more legitimate, because Steve has a Nevada gaming license because he's based in Vegas and he's been running sports books. He's got to be very careful for regulatory reasons about talking about things like online betting. Well, we don't. And so we get to talk about like some various hacks that are being used in states where online betting isn't legal, but these online hacks are legal as a way to use online betting sites in states like California, where they can't get their crap together to figure out that this is a thing. You know, it's kind of like at some point you go, this is just going to happen. It's inevitable. Everybody's going to be doing online sports betting. They love it. So these are little hacks we're going to talk about that Steve just could. I mean, Steve would be like sitting back, crossing his arms, going, I ain't touching this.
Nothing to say here.
Between all of that and we will get caught up on the NBA playoffs, and we'll let Gary do a little hockey because he actually knows what he's talking about while Nick and I stand there and rub our chins, going,
it's
fascinating,
pucks
Gary.
Pucks and sticks.
So we got that on the Mixed Pick Sports Show at 10 a.m. Today. Plus, I just confirmed this morning, as you know, with Rad TV, we're rolling out a ton of new stuff. We got all the new episodes of Kyle's Corner.
Yeah.
The first three are posted. That's an ongoing series. You'll get more episodes soon. We got the behind-the-scenes tours of the studio. Is everything now behind-the-scenes, Tori? Are we done with that series?
We still have the producer's studio.
Ah, yes.
So we've done the producer's offices, and we still have the prep videos that you present. There's two parts. One that's like a time-lapse version of you walking in the building from A to B. So you walk in the building all the way to showtime at 6:06.
So that's still all on the way, in the hopper, working. Dawn's man-hating show soon.
It's not a man-hating show.
So two items. We have our next Ratterday show this Saturday morning, live from 6 to 9 a.m., all uncensored, and producer Nick's going to be here for that as well. Nick's here all week.
Oh, my God, it's
and
exciting.
He'll be here for the live Ratterday show, which I'm still toying with the various topics. One of them I was just looking at was a fun one about whether it's a current or past partner, like the most, like a disgusting thing that they do. It's something we talk about on this regular show, but when we're uncensored, we can really get into it. A disgusting thing they do that maybe either A, you still love them for it, or B, it's like, no, that's why I left.
Oh, God.
I couldn't do it. I'm kind of toying with that one. There's some other fun things in there about, I think it's kind of an extension of that, of something I saw the first time I went to their place, and it was so disgusting.
Oh.
Or I saw in them. It's fun things that are so relatable. About
in them?
Other people. In their places.
Oh.
Sorry. Like Dawn tells the stories. I mean, of course, Dawn, she had no standards when she was younger at all.
Oh, God.
Of going to bachelor pads and how disgusting they were.
I'd stay the night there. Yeah. I'd cook in their kitchens.
Oh, God.
No.
Hope you like pubic hair in your food.
Everywhere. Yum. All over the house. They never cleaned. The toilets were black.
And yet, she would have sex with them. And cook for them, apparently. So,
yes,
but things like that. I don't know.
Sunday.
Ratterday's live Saturday on from 6 to 9 on Rad TV. You don't have to watch live. We'd like you to, but you can watch it whenever. As for Rad TV, today at 11 a.m., the newest episode of the Probcast, which is back. So we're calling it like season 2, episode 1, will be posted. My co-host usually, not always, but usually is my wife, Christina. And the newest Probcast at 11 a.m. today will discuss what it's been like for her as I go through my journey of sobriety and appetite and her watching me, yes, literally, Dawn wasn't exaggerating there, lick my plate, how big her eyes get watching me eat. Her as a Southern woman doing that grandma thing of constantly offering me more as she fattens me up. I'm like, if I get fat, you'll leave me. We're both vain and superfluous or superficial or both.
Oh my gosh.
So what are you doing here? What is the end game here? Lawyer who knows the term community property. What's going on here?
The Southern girl in her is probably fun.
It is.
Feed you.
It is.
But right, yeah, but not feed you too much.
What's odd is I usually cook, but she's feeding me. Well, what are you feeding me? You're feeding me. Anyways, newest broadcast today at 11. All right, I think that catches us up to all of those things. Brandon, you've been very honest, which is so relatable as a boy, about at your boyhood obsession with fire.
Fire.
Now, like, you lit WD-40 on fire and things like that?
That was a standard. I was a feral child living up in the sticks, the foothills of Northern California, so I could get away with a lot more, especially if you have a barn with access to various mason jars of different sizes, motor oil, various paper products. But the WD-40 can was just the standard go-to
That's
create
baseline.
A flamethrower.
Right.
But I use so many different things to light fires.
You can make a down payment on a house for the value of the Star Wars figurines I burned as a child.
Oh,
I would light them on fire. Bottle rockets. Apparently C-3PO wants to fly today, so he gets to fly. Boom! Arms and legs everywhere.
Kyle, you still have, as an adult, an obsession with fireworks.
Of course. Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Such a boy thing, guy thing, so relatable. We talk about the template for Brandon WD-40. I mean, basic.
Sure. Yeah.
The old magnifying glass, using the sun to melt ants, reptiles, things
takes
like
too
that.
Long.
Snails.
I don't like to
Snails.
Abuse animals, yeah. Even when I was a kid.
Good for you.
So that's where
sweet.
I would draw the line.
So where are you today as an adult male, Brando? I mentioned Kyle and his fireworks obsession. Do you still have a fire thing?
I get that itch to start a fire, but it's not as bad as I have responsibilities now.
Mm.
You know, if I lit something on fire on accident, I can't blame it on being a kid.
Okay.
I'd get in trouble. I'd probably get arrested, and I don't want to go through that process.
So you see a flame and you don't become obsessed over it.
No.
And think, oh, I want to do something with this.
No, my heart isn't an arsonist heart.
My husband, oh my gosh, it was amazing to watch him when we lived out on property and it was burn day. Oh my God, he lived for it. It's like anything and everything you can get out there on that property, and it's the biggest bonfire ever.
Mm.
It just goes and goes. And all the things that I guess y'all think you're doing to have it burn higher and
we
more.
Are.
And
we're chemists.
Gasoline.
And what's the you had been to that house. Well, I think all of you had, and I always forget what there was a fireplace, but then there was also like the old timey ones. What are those called? Where you open the glass door.
A wood burning stove?
Yeah. They're, oh my
Something
God.
Like that, yeah.
To watch him with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So nothing manlier. Yeah. I honestly, I wish I had a fire, wood burning stove in my house. My grandparents do, and I feel like such a man when I'm handling it. But I will push people over if there's a round of fireworks that need to go off during the 4th of July. I'm there with my big old Bic stick. And if we're going camping, same thing. Get out of my way. I've got the gasoline. I've got this handle.
So it does. See, I knew it. It lives inside all of us.
Oh my
and given
gosh.
The opportunity, we will embrace it. And Brandon, you said the magic F word there when you were talking about your WD-40 baseline.
I'm sorry.
Flamethrower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And so flamethrowers are designed to project fire, right? I don't know how much. I assume everybody knows what a flamethrower is. They go all the way back to the 7th century. They were used in it's Byzantine Empire. In the 7th century, they're credited with inventing them and using them in war. But they do have like practical purposes like controlled burns and land management tasks and things like that. They're giant blowtorches. They run usually off propane, the commercial ones. And the fact of the matter is, they're legal for all of us.
Mm.
And yeah, you could go out. And now in certain states, you have to, like, and this, I mean, come on, step back before you get on your rants here. I mean, in like states like California where wildfires are everywhere.
Yeah, God.
Morons
oh,
with
God.
Gender reveal parties are causing deaths to firemen. You just have to get a permit. And I mean,
as you should.
Yes. Why do you need a flamethrower? But in most states, you don't have to. The only state that bans them is Maryland.
Boo.
Where visiting Maryland.
Just go to the next state over, whatever that is.
So technically, yes, of course. Dawn has no idea what borders Maryland.
It's over there, up there.
Good.
Those are my throwaway states.
So technically, if you got them, you can use them. Which brings us to an interesting intersection here. We talked yesterday about the it's not a Ring product, but that's the most relatable way to describe it. Doorbell cameras, where you can have views of people that are on your porch. That they're we're a year or more away from this being available, but they've started a Kickstarter campaign, and I think it's out of Slovenia or Slovakia, one of those slow little countries, where you can shoot paintballs out of it at people, yes, or things. But you can also just set it as a motion sensor. And the problem is, I mean, what are you going to, randomly, because we're talking like various levels of, you know, the legitimate reason Kyle brought up yesterday, yeah, you catch a porch pirate in the act.
Oh, it'd be so fun.
And you would say to them, you would warn them, maybe, you know, cover yourself legally, and then you shoot them with a paintball. But some poor kid, if your motion sensor is set, yeah, and they're coming to your door to sell Girl Scout cookies, and it goes off.
Or they're looking to, like...
You know, you're in a lot of trouble.
We had these boys in the neighborhood looking to, like, earn money by mowing lawns and doing stuff like, yeah, that. So they're just innocently walking up, wanting, yeah, to make a few bucks, and bam, bam!
People still leave flyers occasionally, things like that. So I don't know if that's ever going to actually make it to the United States, but... How about a robot dog with flamethrowers attached to their head that are now something you can buy?
You can buy them?
You can buy them. Whoa. They're not cheap, but they're a thing.
House fires, galore.
They exist.
Not good.
And
oh no,
they're robot dogs. They've got a flamethrower on them. Now, of course, they're being marketed as they controlled burns, right? Why send a human out if you can send out a robot that shoots the fire for you because you can control it? Ice and snow removal. You wake up after a big storm. You just send your robot dog out there to. Spray down.
Oh, hell yeah.
The big snow pile.
I do not trust humans having this.
Clearing weed. But again, we already can have flamethrowers.
Yeah.
This is, so it's already legal.
Which is so funny.
And I just don't think most people think about it, maybe.
I don't even know that.
If people are going to start a fire, they're going to start a fire. I mean, people do it with campfires all the time. Right. Kids playing with matches. I mean, we add one more thing to the list. Is it really going to make that big of a difference?
Only in the sense of the marketing of it. And I think, and also the fact that I wonder is how much of it is that we don't think about it, and how much of it is I don't want to actually be holding a flamethrower, and now you've got this robot that you're controlling that can shoot the flame.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, I was trying to show the pictures on Rad TV while listening. Did you say that it's remote controlled?
You can
control it and light the fire on your own?
You can operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot flames up to 30 feet.
Whoa. I need five.
So you send it out. That was kind of my example of you send it out to the big snowpack in the morning that's blocking your driveway, and you just use your robot dog to melt it.
Can you walk it on a leash? And intimidate the neighbors.
Right. Well, see, now this is, they're not pushing this angle, but this is what I was thinking. Back to the paintball thing, and Dawn took the moral high ground yesterday. I don't care about laws and it's assault and battery. It's like we were talking about, you know, just shooting people with guns, but also think about it in the context of, do you really think it's okay to just randomly shoot paintballs at people that are coming to your house for an innocent reason?
Right.
Same thing here. These are totally legal. What about this robot dog as like a guard dog, quote. Yeah. I mean, you send this thing out to an intruder or somebody you don't like who's at your front door, mm-hmm, and it's like, hello, I can shoot flames at you and light you on fire.
See,
from 30 feet away.
The problem I'm having right now is that I'm surrounded by men who love fire. So none of you are going to really grasp the negatives of this. It's like, people are already starting fires. And I mean, you know, those flamethrowers are legal anyway. And I mean, you know, whatever, what's going to happen is going to happen. We're so stupid. We're all so dumb. And giving us something that's a robot that could shoot fire. No. I'm not even going to say they're doing it on purpose. It's because we're so dumb.
I grasp
it. The amount of accidents.
This is just where I turn into you. I grasp it and I become a total hypocrite because it is legal. And I'm like, how cool. A robot that I can just drive around and shoot fire at places and things.
Me as a little boy, I would have ridden this thing like a horse on the way to school every day.
Can you imagine the stories if this thing takes off? Because they're very expensive. But over the next 3 years of people buying them, and yes, kids getting their hands on dad's robotic flame-throwing robot dog.
No. Mm-hmm.
And all of the chaos they're going to start using these things, not to make it dark, but you know, some jerkwad, it's an election year, using these things at like protests, riots, or things that break out, and you send in the robot dog because you don't like what people are protesting. You start flame throwing them.
That's not as fun.
No, I know, but you know it could happen.
You were forcing me to think things I don't like to think, because that's what we need, are more laws. But you were forcing me to think laws, lots of laws in place on this.
I get it.
Permits, tests. I mean, don't know, man. Like, holy moly.
Let's be clear. There are a lot of laws that cover a lot of the absurd examples I'm giving. Just because a flamethrower is legal doesn't mean it's legal to use it on a group of people that are legally protesting. That's manslaughter, if not attempted murder, things like that, regardless how you do it.
So are there attachments that go along with this? So said if you don't want to use fire, can you replace it with, like we were talking about, paintball gun earlier with the Ring doorbell thing?
You know, or if there aren't, that should be the next generation.
It's like one of those hose handles that you get at Home Depot where you just twist the nozzle on the front and it's like full stream, or do you want a shower, or do you want a low stream?
That's how it should be.
I like it.
Can you guys think of something innocent like mashed potatoes? Right, you just want to shoot that in there at people.
Yeah.
Right? Why do we? Aww. Why does it have to be fire or paintball?
See, you can use it as a prank like that. I mean, that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
And then, but we're not taking away the flame angle.
So you could, I think the flame angle should be null and void.
Plus, we got to be careful. I think mashed potatoes could actually, you know, jam the system. We'd have to have something, you know. Look,
well, you got to make it in such a way you can do the liquid.
We can shoot paint at people. Just have fun. Not in paintballs. Just paint.
Paint.
Just paint them.
Okay, paint is different than mashed potatoes. Paint's harder to get off.
Well, you know, I like the idea. Mashed potatoes. Let's go one further. Okay. Potatoes au gratin. The flamethrower could be used to get that nice crispy shell on top. Okay. Oh, perfect.
Well, now if it could be used in different applications too, like pest control, this would be great. Like if you have to get like a bunch of wasps out of like a big forest of trees or something, you go in there with a bunch of bug spray and the dog sprays it everywhere and you don't have to get stung.
Right. Yeah. Even when they build their little nest in the corner of your porch and your wife's all freaked out or whatever, you just send the dog. You don't have to go out there or call a guy. You just send the dog to shoot the flame up at it.
You better be a good aim, because you're going to probably put your house on fire.
I use bug spray instead of the flamethrower. It's got the attachment. That's the angle I'm still going on.
See, I'm thinking you just burn down the little hive.
Well, you have
create.
Options.
When you were a kid, Rob, did you take your BB gun and load it full of Nerds candies and start shooting things? Oh. Load them with like a 50-pound bag of Nerds on his back and send them to an elementary school and just have them go crazy.
See, exactly.
See, going back to your flamethrower idea to shoot at the wasp's nest on your porch.
Yes.
That is exactly what would happen, and their house would burn down because they wouldn't be thinking.
I mean,
they would go, oh, cool, I have a flamethrower.
Hopefully, you got a hose nearby.
Or insurance.
Bucket of water.
I mean, that's why you have insurance and you remove the camera.
Younger sister.
You know, things like that.
Normally, you would think this is a really bad idea and a dumb idea, but you're not, because there's fire involved.
Right. I'm overtaken by my toxic masculinity again. It's called the Therminator. By the way, it's $9,400.
Oh.
So, for your robot flamethrower. So, start saving up now. Great Christmas gift, ladies, for the guy in your life.
Do they give, like, a student discount or anything? You know how, like, students, sometimes you're in college, you get discounts on things?
That's what we need.
Ooh, or
especially
seniors.
With what's going on at college campuses around the country
seniors.
Jesus Christ.
Your AARP. Bunch of seniors with a flamethrower.
Yes, there should be.
Is it cheaper if you get a cat version?
I hope this line expands into all sorts of animals.
The cat version will refuse to work. I'm napping.
We got to get to WinRob's change. You can guess the exact amount of change in the non-mega bucket, and you will win it. We've had three guesses and three clues. If you know the amount, you win. Phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18 gets to WinRob's change.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.